Have you ever just laid in bed at night and thought to yourself, please let me fall asleep before I fall apart? Because girl, I've been there too. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today, I'm bringing you some tough love. So buckle up, sweetheart, because shit's about to get real. When was the last time you did something really easy? You bent over and tied your shoes and you were like, I am so fucking proud of myself. Look at me go. I'm unstoppable. Girl, I can do anything. Not so much, right? We don't look at things that way. But the second something gets difficult, we go all, why me? Why is this happening to me? No one else has ever felt like this before. I am the only one who's ever experienced this kind of hardship. No one understands me. And we go right back to those angsty teen years where it's no one gets us. I'm all alone. We regress so quickly into that. Because it feels so bad in the moment, like no one else could have possibly experienced something this horrible before. Logically, we know that's not true. There are worse things that other people have been through. But in that moment, no way. So why do we expect shit to be easy? You guys, life is fucking hard. Life is a constant challenge. Relationships are hard. Loving ourselves is hard. Mental health fucking sucks. And we go through all of that every single day. And we don't pay attention to the easy things, but something hard comes around and it's the end of the fucking world. But that is our entire lives. And if all you can see is how hard it is and not how empowered and strong and powerful you feel after you come through something that was difficult, when was the last time you did something super fucking easy and felt like a total badass after? When was the last time you're like, I'm going to go kill this workout, and then you're doing it and doing it and you don't even break a sweat, and then you're like, yeah, I feel so good. I feel so good. Rock solid. Yep, that was great. No, you want to fucking sweat. You want to feel fatigued. You want to push your body to your limits, because that's how you know you're growing. And the same thing is true for pushing through our mental health, for pushing through these difficulties in our relationships, for pushing through the stress at work. It doesn't matter what it is, but we cannot fucking grow without these challenges, without these difficulties. We just can't. It's not possible. In order to change, you have to grow. And growth is painful. Do you remember when you were a kid and you were laying in bed and your legs are aching and your whole body hurts and you're like, what the fuck is happening to me? I think I'm dying. And you were going through growing pains. It's no different now that you're older. You may not be getting taller, although you might wish you were, but you're still growing. It's just in a different direction. And let me tell you, it fucking hurts. But you are not a possum. You don't get to roll over and play dead. This is your life. This is it. You get one shot. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to roll over and pretend to die and just let life happen to you like a fucking possum? Are you going to get up and go after this life head first? Lean into the discomfort. Lean into the challenges. Know that it is growth happening. Know that it is meant to be this fucking hard. I don't know what kind of higher power you believe in, and I don't know if you believe in the universe or God or whatever it is, but hear me when I tell you, you would not be going through this if whoever out there, whatever out there, didn't trust and believe that you could handle it. What can you take accountability for in your life right now? Where do you need to make a change? Where do you need to own up and say, look, I've been playing a fucking victim and I own that, and I'm gonna work on it, and I'm gonna be better tomorrow. I just fucking did this. Derek and I were driving down the road, and I turned to him because the night before I had this realization. The night before, we had gotten into this argument. I wasn't even mad, but we had gotten so far into this argument that I felt like I had to play mad. Like I was too committed to this feeling that I couldn't just turn to him and be like, ah, yeah, you're right, not a big deal, and let it go. I continued to be mad throughout the night, and I recognized what was happening, and I was like, I'm not even mad. Why am I acting like I'm mad? But it felt like I was too far gone, and I didn't know how to come back from it. So fast forward to the next day, driving down the road in the car, and I turned to him and I said, hey, this is kind of difficult, but I need to admit something to you. And he's like, what's up? And kind of chuckles because he knows usually these conversations lead to me being like, yeah, I'm a little not right in the head. And and so I said, last night, that argument we had, and he's like, yeah, are you still upset about it? No, I actually never was upset about it. And he's like, what now? I was like, yeah, I actually didn't care at all. And I just got pretty committed to being mad that I kind of played it out like I was mad, but I really wasn't. And he's like, but why? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. I don't know why I do that, but I was committed to that role. I'm just telling you, I think I would make a great actress. I was all in, and I thought that I needed to be mad, even though I didn't feel mad. And so I just owned it. And I said, look, I know it sounds fucked up, but I'm working on it. And we laughed about it. And he's like, you know how ridiculous that sounds. And I'm like, yeah, that's my mental health. So fucking own it. Where can you take accountability right now? What are you doing that's not true to you? Take a look at yourself. We get so freaked out by self-reflection. It's like, oh man, if I admit that, like, they're going to think I'm crazy, or they're going to think this about me. But how are you supposed to grow and change and build those relationships? Do you know how much love there is between us when Derek and I can have those real conversations where I can look at him and go, what the fuck is the matter with me? And we can laugh about it, and we can move past it together. You have to grow through what you go through. Grow through what you go through. We all have our shit, and we all have those moments where we fuck up and we make mistakes. But you listening to my stories, you listening to these lessons and how I'm trying to help you, it doesn't make a difference if you don't take a look in the mirror and reflect on yourself. None of this matters if you don't apply it to your life. And this is where that tough love I was talking about comes in. I love that you're here listening. I love that you are trying to better your life. But it can't end when this podcast ends. It can't end when the episode ends. This is the shit that you have to carry through into your life every single day. Be looking at yourself, looking for opportunities to grow rather than running from them. So I want to know, are you running away? Or are you going to lean in? You guys, I fucking love you. I value this time together so much. And that is why I'm not afraid to give you some tough love, because as much as you might want to punch me in the face right now and be like, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not me. I'm not playing a victim in my life. You don't understand the cards I've been dealt. That's fine. Come back and listen to this episode again tomorrow. Calm your jets. Know that I am saying these things to you because I care about you, and I've fucking been there. And nothing changes until you change. Grow through what you go through and don't be a fucking possum. I love you guys so damn much. And I know somebody out there needs to hear this episode. So please stop right now. Take a screenshot. Upload it on your Insta stories. Tag me at The Anxious Therapist. And I will catch you guys in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.